Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I hope that your day is going well. I also hope that your weekend went well. How is your day going, as a matter of fact? I know that in the Augusta, Georgia area, we have some rain. What's the weather like where you are, those of you who are not in the Augusta, Georgia area? What kind of weather do you like this time of the year? Prefer that it be, on occasion, a bit rainy? Do you still prefer that it be chilly? Of course, we're still in the month of February. We are still in winter. Are you still hoping for a bit of snow? Those of you who haven't received it yet. But how about this? How does it hit you when you have some nice weather? When I say nice, it is sunny and bright outside and anywhere from 72 degrees and up. 72 and up, maybe 78, maybe 83. When it comes like that, do you prefer that kind of weather just stay until we move into spring and then just move into spring weather? Or do you prefer that we have that nice, sunny, warm weather, 70s and up, but occasionally have that broken up by some chilly days? I know some people find it a bit aggravating to have the warm days, maybe 3, maybe 6, 8 warm days in a row, and then 2 or 3 chilly days, and then 2 warm days and 2 or 3 more chilly days, another warm day and 5 or 6 chilly days. A lot of people don't like that changing up. So you just don't know how to dress. You don't know how to dress because the weather keeps changing. And I can dig that. I can. All I know to do, though, is just go ahead and keep checking out what the weather's going to be from one day to the next and dress accordingly. Good thing is, you're talking about February, even March. People who may have pulled out winter clothes more than likely have not put them up that early in the year, not February for sure. And I would say for most people, not even in March. So since they're still out anyway, it's just a matter of picking one that helps you be ready for today's weather conditions, today's temperature. That's all. So anyway, thought I'd share that weather report with you. In the meantime, let's talk about multiple sclerosis again. We're still, for our health matters, taking a look at that. And we're going to take a look at MS, multiple sclerosis, probably 2 or 3 times this week. Certainly we'll talk about it today, planning to talk about it on Saturday, but also on Thursday. Well, no, just Saturday. We were going to talk about it on Thursday, but we're going to have guests that day, and I definitely invite you to listen in. I'll be speaking with Ambassador Harriet Lee Elam Thomas, a lady who spent just a wonderful career with the Foreign Service. As a girl, she was known as the Little Elam Girl, a title that she didn't appreciate a whole lot. And finally, came up with the nerves to let folks know, hey, look, that's not my name. I have a name. And so she really had a tough time, but she had a good time with regards to the way the family was nurtured, the way the children, she and her siblings, were nurtured by their parents. This is an awesome story. She's going to be talking with us about that, and we're going to be getting some tips, very important tips, in a time where, particularly in America, people are being encouraged to be divisive and to be divided, even by our leaders. She's going to share with us some ways to go about promoting diversity, harmony. So be listening in. Ambassador Harriet Lee Elam Thomas, this Thursday at 1 o'clock. She'll be followed by Laverne Gold and Rena Powell, who will be speaking with us about the recent, tomorrow as a matter of fact, United Way campaign fundraising climax. They're going to let us know how we did with the campaign this Thursday at 1:30. So this Thursday at 1 o'clock, Ambassador Harriet Lee Elam Thomas, this Thursday at 1:30, Rena Powell and Laverne Gold. Now, how do you handle it when you have a, let's just keep it simple and say a physical problem. Physical problem. Something's going on with your body. Psoriasis, kidney problems, stomach ulcers. Something's going on with your body. How do you normally handle it? Do you simply go to the doctor and just follow through on whatever medical treatment they come up with? Or do you only pray and trust God to come up with a miracle? Or maybe do you pray and deal with the medical treatment? Well, Howard Chang, Reverend Howard Chang, is going to join us this Friday for Power Friday. He's going to be talking with us about the combination, joining together prayer and medical treatment, and how these two can really work together to help us when we're having troubles with our bodies. The particular challenge he deals with is a significant case of psoriasis. How many of you have psoriasis? That can be pretty serious. He's combining prayer with medical treatment and dealing with his psoriasis. So let's get these tips. This Friday at 1 o'clock, Howard Chang will join us, and I think this promises to be a very, very enlightening discussion. All right, so we're taking a look some more at MS, short for multiple sclerosis. And I want to share with you another achiever, another person who is coping with MS, but is definitely achieving, David Lyons. You know, last week we took a look at the life of Dawn Melanie Green, the fitness competitor. Competitive fitness, I mean, this lady had a career that was just amazing. Well, we're looking at David Lyons now. And one of the things he says is that he wanted to help himself win against MS, but he's glad that he didn't stop there. So far, it's been a remarkable ride, he says, with highlights ranging from competing in a bodybuilding competition in 2009 to starting the Ms. Fitness Challenge charity in 2012 in partnership with his wife, Kendra, and receiving the Health Advocate Lifetime Achievement Award from Arnold Schwarzenegger in 2015. All right. We were talking about MS. Who remembers what it is? Those of you who are not in the medical field in particular, what is multiple sclerosis? Well, remember, it's potentially a disabling disease of the brain. But it goes further. Not only is it a disabling disease of the brain, but it's also a disabling, potentially disabling disease of the spinal cord. And in MS, the immune system, the person's own immune system, attacks the protective sheath that covers nerve fibers. And as a result, communication problems are caused between the brain and the rest of the body. Eventually, the disease can cause the nerves themselves to actually deteriorate or to become permanently damaged. All right, so we were taking a look, especially since there's no cure for MS, we were taking a look at some things that people can do in order to lessen the impact of multiple sclerosis. We looked at the fact that eating well can be a major component in living a healthy life, as healthy a life as possible with MS. Getting your vitamin D. And so I want to ask you, when it comes to getting your vitamin D, what is your preferred way of getting it? Do you prefer to be outdoors for 15, 30 minutes, 60 minutes each time you go out there? Do you prefer to just take a supplement? And of course, we know by now that if we take the supplement, we're talking about vitamin D3, not just vitamin D, but you got to have that three on there, vitamin D3, in order to be getting what we need to be getting. All right. So eating well, getting our vitamin D. What else? Think about something that is something we should be doing anyway. I mean, when I say we, I mean, even if a person does not have MS, you hear us talk about this a lot, particularly as it pertains to health matters. There you go. Moving your body, exercising, exercising, exercising. And of course, there are just so many different ways to do that, that we do want to remind you Don't feel compelled to work on the work out on the treadmill, on the elliptical machine, to be hitting the weights, etc. Don't feel like or think that you're failing to move your body well if you're not doing all of those things, or at least one of those things. Those are some great ways to get some good exercise. But as we've pointed out before, another way that a lot of people get some great exercise is by working in their gardens, especially if they have a yard that is, you know, have some complexity to it. Bushes to trim, trees to cut down, yards to rake, to mow, etc. And you can be out there in the great outdoors for a while, moving your body. Maybe not running, maybe not jogging, maybe not even walking around a track, which are all great ways to exercise, but you are still moving your body as you're trimming, as you're pruning. How many of you have fruit trees? As you're pruning, doing the many things that you do, you're moving your body, and that is beneficial. A lot of people talk about how it's therapeutic for them. So, here we go. We're talking about doing things that can help people minimize, at least a little bit, some of these symptoms of MS. Okay. So we talked about some of the ones that, you know, just we did a brief rundown of some of the ones we talked about last week. Let's talk about some more when we get back.
No one ever told me this would be easy, but I never knew that it could be this hard. Oh, the worry is weighing on me. Could you help me break down all these question marks?